I'm joined in studio by two very interesting gentlemen. I've got Mohammed and Valencio joining me in the hot seat this evening. Hour one, we're all talking about, well, I was talking about your driving skills and in some cases how they could actually be a little bit better. Well, the question you might be saying, James, is, well, it's wonderful to talk, but what can we actually do about it? And you know, ultimately, you might be saying, who really does care? Well, these two gentlemen care very deeply. In fact, Mohammed is very much behind. He is the founder of the Soraya Foundation, and it's my absolute pleasure to welcome you to the studio, Mohammed and Valencio as well. Good evening, guys.
Good evening, guys.
Well, right off the bat, I've been talking for an hour about the issue of drivers and driving safety here in Dubai.
Yes.
And it's really part and parcel of what the Soraya Foundation is all about.
Yes.
Mohammed, talk to us. Tell me, how did this whole foundation come about? What was the motivation to starting a foundation that's all about, you know, better driving?
Yes, that's right. First, I'll tell you something briefly about myself.
Sure.
I just came here from Canada in 2008, and I'm an engineer, and then I moved to business. My sister Soraya, she was studying fashion designing. She was an aspiring fashion designer, and I remember the last day she was going to her university. She didn't have to go, but it's just informal. Mm-hmm. A friend came over from Dubai, and she was dragging. Her name was Aisha. They were quite good friends, and then they left. After 2 hours, we got a call from the hospital.
So this is the Sacher Hospital in Ras Al Khaimah.
Yeah, that's the Sacher Hospital in Ras Al Khaimah, and I thought it's something small. I wished it's something small, and I took my mom there. And when I reached there, it brings memory. Sorry, I just saw all chaos there. Mm. I saw my sister dazed, and she was basically murmuring, "What happened to me?" And the doctor was yelling, "Put your hand down! Put your hand down!" And I just basically, the nurses were just, I don't know if they're trained or not, but I had to literally drag the bed to the operation theater. Hmm. And then we hoped. Everything seemed normal from outside, but doctor said that she was internally bleeding.
Hold on, Mohammed, I want to back up for a second.
Okay.
You got a call. What happened? What happened that she ended up in the hospital with these deadly injuries?
The sad thing is that until now, there's no real clear picture what happened exactly, but according to police, somebody mistimed the U-turn.
Okay. And how many people have been in that situation where you've got that U-turn and there's cars coming and, yeah.
After her death, I went to the U-turn, the exact U-turn, and I found out that the roads were really narrow. So if you're on the U-turn, it's quite hard to see the oncoming vehicle. And it's more likely that you miss time. Mm. So basically, going back to the topic,
So you were in the hospital. The doctors are working in a frenzy. You've pushed this bed with your sister to the operating theater, and the doctors are talking about internal bleeding.
Yeah, and those 3 hours were really the longest hours of my life. Mm. After 3 hours, the doctor comes out and he basically walks away. And I ask the doctor, what happened to my sister? Is everything all right? And he basically asks me, are you a brother? I said, yes, I am a brother. Then he tells me just like that, she won't survive.
Hmm.
That was really,
that's awful.
Really, really shocking. I would say, really shocking, the way he said it.
And this was the same sister who earlier that day, you know, see you all later on, happiest moment, as you said, graduate of the university, fashion designer, she has a job, ready.
She told my mom that she already got a job. She's not coming with us to vacation.
Hmm.
She already got a job lined up. She was entering the real world. And it was 2 days after my birthday, and she told, bro, you want to wash your car? So give me the keys. I'll go to car wash. And after 2 days after my birthday, this happens.
Any did was the person who obviously this was a crash, the other vehicle ever found, the other driver ever found?
It was until now it's wake, the only witness, that's her best friend, suffers from amnesia. She doesn't remember anything.
Nothing.
And there's basically one French guy involved with this. He was in jail for 3 months. But then the police changed the verdict like 3 times. Mm. We don't. And finally, they said that somebody, it was your sister's fault, and that's why somebody hit from behind. And basically, the court ruled out that she committed suicide, which is really preposterous. Mm. And we took the proof because there was not even a nick in the rear end of the vehicle. So we hired our attorney, and just yesterday I went to court. They keep on changing the dates, but basically, even now the memory is coming back that it's really hard. Like I was carrying her dead body. It really changes the meaning of life when you're carrying a dead body for your younger sibling. After that, I just questioned why it happened to us. It was the first death in 3 generations, I mean, due to accidents. Most of our family members died due to old age.
Sure.
And we were, really shocked. We thought we were blessed. And I sat down and researched. Did other people...
So this became your absolute motivation then? I mean, you're...
That really questioned, what were the only ones involved in this? And I found out that exactly 1 year before, there was a 10-car pileup on almost the same place, and the German woman was paralyzed for life. And that was the cause was mistimed U-turn. And my sister's death wasn't picked up in any newspaper.
So nothing, I, not so covered
not,
at all in
not
the media.
Not covered at all. And I thought that there must be somebody who suffered from the same the same road. So I started the petition, and to get people to sign up. And from there, I got to know that there were other casualties in the same area.
You essentially, by default, because of this accident and the death of your sister, you've become in a sense an activist.
Yeah, an activist. It opened my eyes, and basically, I got in touch with a national newspaper just to try to get the data or anything. And there was one journalist, Anna Zacharias. I thank her for that. She connected me with the authorities. But it took 3 months running up and down between the public works, to traffic police, up and down. And it took me 2 weeks, complete weeks, to get a permission to do the road survey there just to scientifically prove that that's unsafe. And thanks to one of the companies in IFO Research in Dubai, he volunteered to do the survey for free. And basically I went there, and the head of traffic police basically promised us they'll close down the U-turn.
Have they closed it yet?
No. At the moment, they didn't close it, but they promised they're going to close it.
I'm joined in studio by Mohammed Shahnawaz. We're talking about the Soraya Foundation and how this whole idea has gone from a tragedy to something that can really give positive change to the community. I'm going to take a short pause. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Mohammed and Valencia.